Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. Ah. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Anything is Possible. The little kitty stretched, feeling refreshed by a nap. Noticing the movement, Chance the cardboard box woke up with a smile. After such a long journey, that nap felt just right. The little kitty arched its back and hopped out of the cardboard box. Now, Chance wondered what was next. He got his answer when 2 little kids zipped around the corner. A box, the little girl said. I know just what to do. I have an idea too, the little boy said. We can take turns, the little girl suggested. Okay, play rock, scissors, paper to figure out whose idea is first, the boy added. Okay, said the girl. As the kids played rock, paper, scissors, the cardboard box wondered what was happening. The kids were so excited to see him. Usually, people were excited to see him when he arrived. They eagerly opened the box and then carried away their treasure and left him sitting off to the side, This was the second time that someone seemed excited to see him. First, the little kitten was happy to see the cardboard box, and now the kids. The cardboard box felt warm and fuzzy inside. He liked knowing that the kids and Kitty liked him for who he was, and not what he carried. The kids had finished their game and stepped into the box. The little girl sat in front, the boy in back. "Okay, little boat," the girl said. "We're ready for an adventure. How about you?" Chance wondered if she was talking to him. He didn't think he was a boat. "I don't know," the little boy said. "I'm not feeling it." "Come on, use your imagination," the little girl said. "Don't you feel the waves?" Chance began to sway side to side. The cardboard box began to feel water splashing up. "Wow, that imagination stuff was powerful," he thought. The little boy had turned his imagination on now, too. "Look up ahead." "What's that?" he asked. "I can't quite see," the little girl said. Chance peered into the distance to try and see. The little boy said, "It's a door. Steer our trusty boat over there." "I see it now," the little girl said. "Okay, let's go." Chance felt himself heading towards the door that magically appeared in the distance. Before he knew it, they were there. The door stood right in front of him. "Should we go through it?" the little girl asked. "Yes," the little boy responded. "Okay." With that, the little girl opened the door. Chance could see a road on the other side. Would the kids leave him to wait while they explored? "It's a good thing our trusty boat can change into a car," the little girl said. The cardboard box smiled, excited that he would still be part of the adventure. Again, Chance thought, "That imagination stuff sure is powerful." As a car, he busily drove around the imaginary world, taking in all the sights and sounds. The boy and girl pointed out all the fantastic animals: elephants, giraffes, unicorns, pandas, penguins, and hippopotamuses. Then the little boy asked, "Did you see that?" pointing at something red and green. "I think I saw a dragon." The dragon shyly waved from behind a tree and disappeared back into the forest. "Wow," the boy and girl said together. Chance the cardboard box car continued driving around the magical land until the door appeared in front of him once again. "Well, I guess it's time to go back," the boy said. "How will we find the door again?" the girl asked. "I think if we look, we'll find it," the boy replied. Chance drove through the door and splashed down into the water, a boat once again. The waves gently rocked them as they sailed back. The water slowly disappeared, and all three were back in the living room. Chance was a cardboard box once more. The cardboard box yawned as the two kids stepped out. It had been a long journey to get back. The kitty hopped right in. It was time for another nap. Chance smiled as the kitty purred and purred, lulling the cardboard box into relaxation. Chance thought of all he had to be grateful for. The box was grateful for his new home. He was thankful to have experienced the magic of the kids' imagination. Most of all, Chance was happy to play with the kids and relax with the little kitty. The cardboard box hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As Chance relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box drifted off to sleep, wondering where the kids would take him next. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.